This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Michigan State University police say three people have been killed in a campus shooting. In addition, five people were wounded, some with life-threatening injuries. The suspect remains at large. Police had ordered students and staff to shelter in place after a report of shots fired around the school's East Lansing campus Monday night. And an alert sent shortly after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Campus police reported a shots fired incident occurred on or near the East Lansing campus. The alert advised students and staff to secure in place immediately. Chris Rosman of the police department says hundreds of officers have been on campus maintaining safety and with the attempt to catch the gunman. Officials have offered few details about four aerial objects recently shot down over North America, helping to fuel the conspiracy theories and conjecture on the internet. One popular claim circulating Monday suggested with no evidence that the U.S. deployed the airborne devices as a way to frighten and distract Americans. Online searches for the term UFO also shot up, as some people suggested the devices may be from another planet. Officials have said they suspect the first object was a Chinese surveillance balloon, but they've shed little light on the origins or purpose of the other three objects shot down in recent days, leading to rampant speculation online. Moldova's president has outlined what she says is Moscow's plan to overthrow the government. She claims it involves the use of external saboteurs that would ultimately put the country at the disposal of Russia and throw it off course to one day join the European Union. President Maya Sandu's briefing comes a week after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country had intercepted plans by Russian secret services to destroy Moldova. This is VOA News. The United States has renewed a warning that it will defend its treaty ally if Filipino forces come under an armed attack in the disputed South China Sea. This is after a Chinese Coast Guard ship allegedly hit a Philippine patrol vessel with military-grade lasers that temporarily blinded some of the crew. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price Monday in Washington said China's dangerous operational behavior directly threatens regional peace and stability. Earlier Monday, the Philippines said the Chinese ship's February 6th action against the Filipino vessel at the Philippine-occupied shoal violated Manila's sovereign rights. But Beijing countered later Monday that it was the Philippine vessel that trespassed into Chinese waters, prompting its Coast Guard to respond. Last week, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega packed off 222 political leaders, priests, students, activists, and other dissidents to the United States, the release long demanded by the international community. Shortly after, Ortega's government voted to strip the former prisoners of Nicaraguan citizenship. Analysts, legal experts, and human rights groups are calling it a political ploy, but also a violation of international law that they say is unprecedented, at least in Western Hemisphere, in terms of scale and impact. Myanmar's military government plans to allow people who are loyal to the nation to carry licensed firearms, but they must comply with orders from local authorities to participate in security and law enforcement actions. The announcement fanned fears of even more violence in a country racked by what some United Nations experts have called a civil war. The decision to license guns is widely seen as a way for the military government to arm its supporters to help battle its pro-democracy opponents. The military seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi 2 years ago, triggering widespread peaceful protests that turned into armed resistance after security forces used lethal force to suppress all opposition. U.S. inflation likely slowed again last month in the latest sign that consumer price increases are becoming less of a burden on America's households, but Tuesday's report from the government may also suggest that further progress in taming inflation could be slow and bumpy. The Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has described it. Consumer prices are expected to have risen 6.2% in January from 12 months earlier, down from 6.5% year-over-year surge in December. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.